All right, great to have you back with us, Original Joes. I spoke to John Dugan the other day, and, of course, Bruce Jenkins has been there a couple of times in the last few weeks, and Original Joe's back up 100%, and they're doing better than ever. So I'm glad that they're back with us. Bruce, nice to have you back. How are you?
Doing very well, Marty. It's a real pleasure. I wasn't sure we'd be on the air in March, but they got it together. Next thing you know, there's spring training games being played.
I know. I thought it would be May. I really did. But you know something? I think that, you know, with what's going on in the Ukraine, which is just atrocious, and with public opinion, I think it pushed these guys to make a deal. I really did.
Yeah, there's so much, so many troubling things going on. I mean, you really wondered if they cared about, you know, people getting through the pandemic and everything else, as you say, internationally, Ukraine. People are very, very concerned about so many things in the world, so many bigger picture than baseball. And baseball's always been a nice sort of, you know, tonic for making people feel better when they really need to. And I think they were a little dismissive for a while, but all of a sudden they scrambled and got it together for 162, and I got to hand it to them for that.
Yep. I think they realized they read the room, as we like to say.
Yeah.
And they got it together. But you wrote an interesting column afterwards, and I agree with it. Of course, I always agree with what you write. But you said it wouldn't be, you didn't need the steroid era to bring the fans back. And I just thought about it, and I said this on the shows over the winter. This feeding frenzy of 2 or 3 weeks of getting 200 players signed and all the big names will bring people back to baseball immediately. And it's the story that everybody wants.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is nice that all these signings have happened, and now we got Correa going to the Mets, which is very interesting, in the wake of Freeman going to the Dodgers, and that really has got people talking about baseball. But for me, no matter what the circumstances are, what brought the game down, what new stories develop, there are always going to be new stories, and we don't, you know, the game's going to be revived for reasons we don't even know about yet, because it's this always the case. I mean, after 1994, when they canceled the World Series, biggest disaster the game's ever had. And are you there? I heard a beep.
Yeah, we're fine.
You know, 95 came in, and immediately there were great stories. Once again, you had, you know, Tony Gwynn, and later on in the season, you know, Cal Ripken breaks the record. It was the first year of the wild card. The division series happened. I mean, the game came right back. Okay, I mean, it didn't need, you know, a bunch of pumped up guys hitting homers 3 years later.
No, I'm with you 100%, and I was thinking about that today, and saying, you know, what kind of stories am I interested in? I want to see Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah,
I want to
see
Castellanos. I want to see one in left and one in right, and put Joe DiMaggio in center.
I want to see him hit with Harper in there and Rhys Hoskins. Man, that's a tough lineup.
Really? How about that? You know,
yeah,
that's
love
a
it.
Story, you know.
Yeah.
And I keep saying the story, and I keep wanting to say Trevor Story because, you know, this is still out there for the Giants. But Chris Bryant, how about that? Chris Bryant ends up in Colorado, and Freddie Freeman with the Dodgers. And then you get Luke Voit and Bob Melvin in San Diego. So look at the division.
Yeah. Some pretty shocking developments there. I mean, Freeman, you know, the Braves really mistreated Freeman. I mean, he's not at the start of his career by any means, but he's a real institution there. Ron Washington spoke very eloquently from the heart about what it means to lose a guy like that. And you don't get over that really ever, you know, and you do move on, but for them to just, you know, they wanted 5 years, he wanted six. I mean, really, that's a big sticking point for a guy who's like a legend in Atlanta. So all of a sudden, he's with the Dodgers. I mean, good grief, in there with Bellinger and Betts and the Turners. And, you know, Will Smith is probably the best catcher in baseball right now. I think that's a big story. I mean, Buster Posey's influence is going to be missed and discussed all year because he was the best catcher in the league. And all of a sudden, the Dodgers have that. And so that's, you know, the Dodgers are obviously, they're really loaded. But the fun of it is, as John Shea wrote today, this time last year. Well, so the Dodgers in San Diego, just forget about it. Everybody else is just down in the trash heap, and sure enough, the Giants are picked third, and you probably would have to pick them third, maybe, if you just look at the talent, but that's not what it's about. So we're going to get stories that we don't know about in that division for sure.
I know, and that's the beauty of baseball, and that's why you and I have done this for 20 years together. And as you said, Correa with the Twins, how about that? Sonny Gray with the Twins. Scherzer, how about Scherzer in New York with DeGrom?
You know. Yeah, I mean, Chris Bassett joins that staff. That's a great development for him. He goes from Oakland to, you know, the big time, and the pressure will be off him with Scherzer and DeGrom at the top of the rotation. But Bassett's a hell of a pitcher, and they're going to be really fun to watch. I was kind of disappointed that Correa went to Minnesota, only because it's not one of those glamour spots where they always tend to show up on TV and in the postseason. And, you know, he's been so front and center with Houston under all that pressure, and he absolutely stood up to it. I saw him going to a bigger headline kind of than the Twins. But as you say, they've made some moves. They're going to be pretty interesting. So, geez, I mean, it's like you say, there's so many interesting things have happened, and it's just a great way to storm into the season. It you can't really have the free agent frenzy this close to the season, because it's just not fair for players to wait all winter to know where they're going to go, where they're going to move to, where their kids are going to go to school, and you know what happens to the family. You can't do that, but it sure has been fun.
Yeah, I love it. And what about the Cubs? First of all, Stroman was terrific last night. Of course, the Giants didn't get a hit till the eighth inning, and Webb was just as good. Mm-hmm. But you got Stroman on the Cubs and Suzuki. You know, this is not a slap hitter. This guy looks like he's a very strong looking player, and he's with the Cubs too. I want to follow that story.
Yeah, the most disappointing things to me for the Giants in transition was losing Gausman, because he was so good, and losing Bryant so fast after he went from the perfect guy to all of a sudden he's gone. But I was really hoping they'd have a shot at Suzuki, because he seems like a really special guy. He's built like a tank. He hits for power. He's got a phenomenal arm. He's got a real good, kind of a witty, fun personality about him, and he's been the best player in Japan. You know, what a great addition he would have been to the Giants. But he goes to Wrigley, and why not?
I love it. Yeah. I think it's really good. And then I was thinking about the Angels. You know, Mike Trout is back. They're talking about moving him out of center field, and his UZR rating is not good enough.
That's ridiculous.
Ohtani hit like 46 home runs and pitched, and, you know, he got lost in the shuffle. And then Rendon is back, who's making like $30 million a year.
Yeah, they never do enough, especially from the pitching. And they, once again, they haven't done enough. It's just disgraceful to have two guys as marquee guys like Ohtani and Trout and not – And once again, I don't think they're going to be that big of a factor. I'm happy for Matt Duffy. He finally got to go home.
Yeah.
The great ex-Giant, beloved ex-Giant, who was really had trouble in Tampa Bay with the turf and the injuries that he had, and he bounced around a little bit. He's back home. They'll be fun to watch. I mean, moving Trout out of center field, what the hell is that? I mean, it's like, did they move Mantle out of center field because he wasn't running great? I mean, some things just have to stay intact, but they will be fun. I just my next door neighbor is an Angel fan, so I'm always kind of tuned into there. They didn't help their pitching enough, so forget about them.
Well, Tom Talbert is our Angel expert.
Yeah, so, that's right.
So he'll give us the analysis of that. Well, it's great to talk to you. It's really great to talk to you, and I know you're writing once a week in the Chronicle now. What's the deal?
Yeah, I'm retired, officially retired. I'm no longer in their employ by my choice, but this is my 50th year writing for the Chronicle, and I wanted to keep a voice. So as a contractor, you know, paid by the column, I'm writing, and we settle on once a week, and we settle on Sunday, which is great. That's the most exposure I could get. So it's a really ideal situation. I'm going to write every Sunday without, you know, barring illness or whatever, and I'm really enjoying it.
I love it. And, of course, we'll be on every weekend together and follow this story through. There's so many names. We've got more to do tomorrow. But we haven't touched on Toronto yet and what the A's did. How about that?
Wow. How about Chapman going in there with Vladdy and Teoscar Hernandez and Bo Bichette? Those guys are just going to rake. I mean, he won't have to be a big offensive production guy, and he's he's enough removed from the hip surgery, as we saw from Posey, where I would expect him to come back in dynamic fashion. So, yeah, there's yet another great story going on there.
And Gausman.
That's
for another day. We got more to talk about. All right, absolutely. Have a great afternoon, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Bruce.
Terrific. Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is the great Bruce Jenkins. What a pleasure, boy. It's another one. I could have an 8-hour show. In fact, I did have an 8-hour show on the post game, but boy, we could talk for a while about baseball. And Bill's very lucky to be able to do that with the fans, of course, tonight.